Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
New 8:39 on this Tuesday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 81 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Alex Greenewald.
Don't forget, it is Election Day in South Carolina. The primary is here. Polls are now open. They'll be open until 7 p.m. tonight. And then at 7 p.m. sharp, our coverage begins right here on WRHI. So keep it tuned right here all day long. And you'll get the results as we know them, as those winners start being announced, and you'll hear it right here on on Palmetto Mornings in the evening.
There
so
you
Palmetto
go.
Evenings, but at 7 o'clock is our coverage, our election day coverage on WRHI. Don't forget to their precinct. I think 10 precinct changes. You need just to go to check out York County Voter Registration and Elections Office webpage. They're going to break that down all for you. If your precinct moved, you should have got something in the mail. I know ours did, like our precinct changed, so we got something in the mail. So if this is the first you're hearing about it, check that out before you go. And also check out scvotes.gov and check out My Simple Ballot to get a preview of who you're voting for. All right, speaking of voting, in just 10 days this past spring, 88,000 people cast more than 2 million votes in support of their favorite causes. This is part of the State Farm Neighborhood Assist Program. 100 communities in 34 states, including the Rock Hill Schools Education Foundation, won. So that means they won $25,000 from State Farm Neighborhood Assist Grant Program. And we're so excited to have Megan Pat here, who is joining us, the executive director for the Rock Hill Schools Education Foundation. Megan, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We are so humbled and honored and thrilled and pumped, all the words, just to know that the community is behind us. And we had so many people voting. I mean, just listening to those numbers, over 2 million votes, and to still have been selected and to be able to receive that money to help students here locally, just it means the world.
Well, you came on back in the spring when the voting was live to encourage all of us to vote for our South Carolina nonprofits that were in the running. This was because State Farm was celebrating its 100th anniversary,
that's right,
and they wanted to honor 100 nonprofits that are doing great work in their community. And so it started with a big number of nonprofits, and they whittled it down to 200 nonprofits. And from that, people voted, and the top 100 nonprofits got $25,000.
That's right. It's all the community that voted for them. That shows your support and just how proud you have to be.
Absolutely. We're just so grateful for all the community partnerships. Rock Hill Schools encouraged the principals to include it in their newsletter. So we had schools voting for us and educators spreading the word. And then we have this, you know, solid group of volunteers that are there for every back the pack, and they were telling their friends. And so, I mean, it clearly, to be selected nationally for this, it was a community effort, and we couldn't have done it without everybody voting for us.
So the nonprofits kind of had to earmark a program that was near and dear to their hearts. And of course, the Rock Hill Schools Education Foundation, one of the big events or programs underneath that umbrella, is Back the Pack. And Megan, real quick, give us the bullet points of what this program is all about.
Sure. So unfortunately, we have neighbors that don't have access to food. You know that well.
Oh, of course.
So over 750 students in Rock Hill Schools receive meals over the weekend through Back the Pack. And normally there's a 68-hour gap where these students do not have access to meals at school between Friday afternoon and Monday morning. And that has short-term effects and then long-term effects as well. So we're so grateful to be able to meet that immediate need. But on the other side of it is, this is a youth-led program. So we have students enrolled in a class at ATC, and they're gaining workforce development to run this program. So they order, they sort, they do the inventory, they pack, they do the transportation part of it. And so many of them are graduating and then getting jobs right out of high school, pulling their own families out of poverty because they have such great industry training.
Incredible. I mean, so that touches our heart, especially in the poverty field.
Yes.
But to know it's youth-led, it just brings it all back to full circle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what's great about Back the Pack, it's not like a big light is shine on those who need
exactly.
the food, right?
Right.
I mean,
right.
it is somewhat humbling, and mm-hmm. you don't want to be the kid in class when the teacher calls their name up and say, here's a backpack full
right.
of food.
Right.
You don't want that. So
right.
you do keep it, you know, you keep that in mind when
right.
Distributing out the food.
Yeah, we're discreet about the food yeah. delivery. It slipped into their backpacks. But at the same time, we want to, you know, overcome that stigma, because
okay.
the reality is we're all on the receiving and the giving end of aid at some point. And we recently interviewed all the students that graduated from the logistics and distribution course, asked them what their favorite part of this was, and they said it was being able to give back. And so many of them graduate and then come back to volunteer. So they're gaining this workforce mm-hmm. development, but they understand that it's not just for them, that they have these skills to serve others. And so that's just a big passion point of the program, as the feeding is as well.
That is what community is mm-hmm. all about. And that is why you guys were such great recipients of the State mm-hmm. Farm Award.
Thank you.
Giving back to the community and getting the youth involved, it makes me proud to be a part of this area, and we're grateful for the work you guys do.
Thank you.
We're speaking with Megan Patch. She's the executive director for the Rock Hill Schools Education Foundation. It was one of 100 nonprofits in the country, folks, that won a $25,000 grant from State Farm Neighborhood Assist. Again, 88,000 people cast more than 2 million votes in support of their favorite causes. So now with $25,000, Megan, what are you all able to do with the Back the Pack program here in Rock Hill?
Yeah, so that equates to about 5,000 meals for local students.
Wow.
So we spend about $135,000 annually to purchase the food for the program. So that's about 18% of our budget right off the bat. So we're so grateful to have that huge chunk. And, I mean, in July, we're starting our first order and starting to get bags packed. So the food is ready to go to students when school kicks off. So
great. Incredible. So when folks are listening right now, summer is such an interesting time. People mm-hmm. are out and about, they're on vacation. But they, at some point this summer, they do have to start looking at their fall schedule.
Right.
How, obviously looking for businesses, groups to volunteer. How can folks get plugged in with the Back the Pack program if they're not plugged in already?
Yeah. So we do biweekly pack days every other Wednesday at ATC. We need about 20 volunteers for each of those. In about an hour and 15 minutes, as a group, we pack 1,600 bags of food. And it's one of those like instant gratification things. You can see all the bags packed at the end, and it just feels so good knowing that within days that food is going to be in the hands of a student. So we're always looking for helping hands for pack days, and we're always looking for community partners to come alongside and help underwrite some of the cost of the food as well.
And folks just can reach out to the Rock Hill Schools Education Foundation through a website or social media. How do they get plugged in there?
Yeah, so you can connect with us on Instagram or Facebook. Mm-hmm. We have a long name, so we use our acronym for the website. So it's just RHSEF.org. I even forget it sometimes. But if you just look for Rock Hill Schools Education Foundation,
yeah.
you'll connect with us.
Perfect.
Yeah, follow them on social media. It's great because you always post the folks that are mm-hmm. packers.
Yep.
And there's someone that you'll know in
exactly.
that group. And you're like, oh, that's great, or
yeah.
that's interesting. So it just starts a conversation. And going back to what you were saying, that the kids that graduated from that mm-hmm. program, what they enjoyed out of it, what's beautiful about that is wherever they're going in life, wherever
right.
they're taking their college degree or maybe
yeah.
their work degree, if it's not in our backyard, they're planting those seeds
yes,
in
absolutely.
That community.
Absolutely.
And that's growing a similar program there.
Yes.
And when they're older, they might say, hey, when I was in high school, we did this program. Maybe we should. So it's just unbelievable how it might just be a class and they
right.
might get credit and they just see it as that. But there's so much more to it. And I promise you, when you roll up your sleeves and get involved in your community,
yeah.
you check off the list of I'm just doing it to maybe get some credit points
right.
or and the mission is so much bigger than just
yeah.
what you're there for.
Yeah. In fact, we just had a student who graduated last year. He's now employed locally. And a group of coworkers were trying to come up with some community service efforts. He was like, have y'all heard about Back the Pack? And of course, they were like, no, we've never heard of this. He's like, y'all have to come help pack. So they ended up doing over 100 bags at their location and dropping them off for us. So you're right. I mean, they're planting that seed, and maybe it's Back the Pack or maybe it's another organization, but they realize that they have a gift to contribute and give back.
Gift that keeps on giving.
Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations again to the Rock Hill Schools Education Foundation's Back the Pack program, one of 100 nonprofits in the country that won a $25,000 State Farm Neighborhood Assist Grant. They joined us back in the spring as we were helping to vote for them or reminding us to vote. So it's nice to have a nice follow-up and a successful ending. So Megan Pat, again, the Executive Director with the Rock Hill Schools Education Foundation. Have a great summer and healthy eating.
Thank you. Thank you all so much.